nobody knew I were homeless. You'd walk past me in town and be like, you wouldn't ever think that I were homeless, but there is a lot of people out there that probably are.
She didn't want to be named, but told me she spent 6 months sofa surfing.
Well, when I lived with my friend, I used to, like, clean a mum's house for her, and I don't know, I just helped her out house and stuff, just so I wouldn't feel like I was just dossing, essentially, in her house. Just clean up for her and everything, and then, like, at the end of the day, I knew I could stop there another night. So I did it.
Tonight, some of the teenagers have come to Rush House, a charity in Rotherham, to meet up and have tea. Lisa Ricciero is the manager. She says they can help house up to 47 young people.
You know, at 16, how many young people would know to present to the local council? How would they go about doing that? Where would they go? So quite a number of our referrals initially start as a referral from the young person, whereby they found out about Rush House accidentally or through word of mouth because they're sofa surfing or living with family and friends.
A national survey found at least 1 in 5 young people have had to sofa surf. A quarter didn't know where to go for help, and that's why none of the young people I've spoken to say they'd come up in official figures, including this 16-year-old.
We're all arguing in the house with my mum and all my family, and I had, like, really nowhere to go. I stopped on my nan on the sofa, slept on benches and, like, slept outside on fields, and I've, you know, stopped at my mate's house.
Do you think at any point when you were going from sofa to sofa, park bench, did anybody know that you were doing that?
Well, people might have known that I were doing it, but they might have not seemed bothered about I were doing it.
So official people like the council and stuff, do you think they knew that what you were doing?
No, they wouldn't have known what I were doing because my mum really wouldn't have said no. I just stayed out. Sometimes I'd walk round streets on my own until early in the morning.
Jenny Barnes is from the charity Centrepoint, which did the research.
The biggest single cause of youth homelessness is relationship breakdown with young people's families. Research we recently did showed that 58% of young people in homelessness services had encountered violence at home. So they simply had no choice but to leave.
If you're a homeless young person or you know someone who is, there's more information about what support there is in South Yorkshire on the news pages at hallamfm.co.uk.